Pike Essex Theatre Company presents 15 Love, Episode 2. For Gina, a pupil at Tapley Hall Tennis School, the term has got off to a bad start. She has found it difficult to make friends. To make things worse, someone seems to be going to great lengths to ruin her reputation. The headmistress, Hilary Burgess, has received a sinister package.
Come on, reach for it. That's it. And again. Good, good backhand. You didn't get under it, Daisy. You must bend for the shot.
I'm sorry, Mike. I was thinking about my grip.
You can't think of one thing at the expense of the other. Your grip won't help you if you're not in the right position.
I know. Look, do you think you could feed me some more onto...
For all pupils and staff, would you please assemble in the lecture hall immediately? I repeat, all pupils and staff...
Come on, we better go, Daisy.
Okay.
Thank
you.
15, love. 15, love.
15 love.
Lift a backhand into the net.
15 love. Determined to go out in a blaze of glory by
Hitting
another one of those belting forehands.
15 love.
And hits it into the net. Match point.
Good morning. I'm sorry to call you all in early, but I have a very serious matter to raise with you. Last night, I received a package accompanied by this anonymous note. This is what was in the parcel. A syringe. And the note says, ask Gina Shepherd about this. I cannot impress upon you enough how serious this matter is. The implication of this note would seem to suggest that Gina Shepherd is a drug addict. I have to tell you here and now that I am fully aware that Gina does indeed inject herself twice a day. If she did not, her blood sugar level would drop radically, causing hyperglycemia, inducing a comatose state, and she could die. She is, of course, a diabetic. It is a serious matter to send an anonymous package. But I wonder whether the person or persons who stole the syringe from Gina realized the grave risk they were taking in putting her life in danger. It was fortunate for Gina that there is always a spare supply of insulin kept in sick bay. But the thief did not know that. This is not the conduct I expect from pupils at Tapley Hall. I appeal to you all as responsible young adults to come forward with any information you may have on this matter. If nothing is forthcoming, I'm seriously considering involving the police. Thank you. You may go.
The morning for me. A guy can't cope with all that drama just after this cornflakes. Talk about heavy Hillary.
I wonder how Gina's feeling.
I know. What I don't understand, Lee, is how did you keep it a secret for so long and why?
I suppose she doesn't want people to see it as a disability. They might treat her differently.
What? You mean it might give an opponent a psychological advantage if you knew that Gina had diabetes?
Well, I suppose it must affect her game in some way.
I didn't know that diabetes could be fatal. Did you?
No. I'm glad she's okay. I wonder who's responsible, Will.
Yeah, sounds as someone's got it in for her.
Perhaps it was all a misunderstanding. A silly joke that went wrong.
What sense of humour, if you ask me? I just can't bear injections. How does she do it? Twice a day. Could you do it?
I think you get used to it. It's surprising what you can get used to.
I'd forgotten you're used to needles. You've had that acupuncture thingy, haven't you?
I was thinking of my sister. She hasn't been well, and her own treatment involves being injected several times a week.
What's wrong with her?
We're not sure. She's having tests. It's something to do with her white blood cells.
Could it be serious?
It might be. I don't know. My family are being very positive at the moment. I miss her, though.
Is she good looking like Daisy Otter? Why am I laughing? She's got a date with Jake Fraser on Saturday night. Has she got no taste?
None at all, if you ask me.
I wonder where they're going. Oh, I don't want to know. It's too painful.
Never mind, Will. Daisy will go out with Jake and then see the error of her ways.
You know, I should pay you for being around me. You're good for my ego.
Hi, guys. Don't mind me. I'm just looking round.
Can we help?
No, it's all right. You carry on. I'm just having a snoop.
Who are you?
I'll better introduce myself, I suppose. I'm Lou Carson, and I'll be working with you over the next few weeks.
You're the shrink.
I don't think your board of governors would call me that. The official title is sports psychologist. Anyway, I don't want to stop you guys working. I'll catch you later.
Sports psychologist?
Aye. He's major. He's written books. He's supposed to help us with the mental approach. Perhaps you could brainwash Daisy into fancying me.
I don't think he's a miracle worker, Will.
Do I detect the makings of a joke there, Lee?
Well, just a small one.
Get rowing. I'll race you to Putney Bridge.
Yes, I'm still using the machine. I thought you'd be finished by now.
We're having a race. But here, go ahead.
Thanks. I need to let off a bit of steam.
Don't overdo it, Daisy. Well, I'll be going.
Something upset you?
Yes.
What?
Nothing. I've been trying to get hold of my mother since I've arrived here. Can you believe it? I haven't yet managed to speak to her. Other kids get into trouble for not phoning their parents. I'm lucky if I get hold of mine once a month.
Perhaps she's away.
I doubt it. And if she is, she should have let me know. I've got some news for her about sponsorship and I need her advice.
Is it good news? Have you been approached?
But you mustn't tell anyone else, Lee. It's not final yet. I don't want the girls to know at the moment. But I've had this inquiry from a fashion company. They've never sponsored a tennis player before.
Hey, that's wonderful.
Well, it could be. But I can't go any further until I've talked to my mum. It's so typical.
But does she work, your mum? Perhaps she's very busy.
Oh, please stop being so reasonable. Why are you taking her side? You don't even know her. Oh, thank God, lunch. Look, I'm sorry, Lee.
That's okay. I am on your side, really, you know.
Are you? Coming to lunch?
No, I've got something to do.
Okay. Catch you later.
Yeah. See you.
That's agreed, Daisy. And after the film, we'll hit the burger bar.
You know I don't eat meat, Jake.
No problem. We can have pizza. You can have a boring tomato and cheese while I have a salami and sausage special.
Oh, yuck. We ought to look up what time the last bus leaves
from
town. We're
not getting a bus. We'll get a cab.
I can't afford that.
Just leave everything to me. You're going to have a great night. We both are.
Mind if I join you? I'd hate to interrupt anything private. Only I thought you'd like to know, Jake, that you're the first one up to see the shrink this afternoon.
How do you know that, Natasha?
I've just seen Hillary putting up the notice. You'll be able to tell us all about it. So, decided where you're going on Saturday then, Daisy?
Yes, we're going to see a film.
Really? I thought you'd be more inventive for your first date, Jake.
What would you suggest? Shooting the rapids, alligator wrestling.
Ha ha. Are we down on the list to see the psychologist?
No, it's only Jake today. Perhaps they think he's the most interesting.
Well, they're not wrong there. Mm. Catch you later, girls. Bye, Daisy.
Bye.
What about Hillary this morning? Wasn't it dramatic? Has anyone seen Gina? Is she okay?
Yes, she's fine. What a horrible thing to do. I can't believe anyone here in the school would steal, especially something so important.
I know, it's ghastly.
I mean, it's one thing the odd bar of soap or a headband going missing, but this is something else entirely.
I heard that some of the videos are missing from the common room. I wonder if it's all connected.
Mm. Will, get me a coffee while you're there.
Okay. Do you want anything, Daisy?
No, thanks. It must be an outsider.
What do you mean? Like the cleaners or the delivery people?
I don't know. Hi, Will.
One cup of coffee? Hey, girls, you'll never guess who I've just seen.
Who?
Well, if you bump into a cross between David Bellamy and a Teenage Mutant Turtle with an Australian accent, you'll know it's Lou Carson.
When did you meet him? I thought Jake was to see him first.
We didn't meet him. He just walked into the gym. I think he's quite a character.
Who's we? No, don't tell me. It's the other half of your double act.
So where is Lee?
Here's dedication for you. He said he'd skip lunch to practice his scales.
What do you mean? Haven't you heard? He plays the violin. I heard him in his room. He's fantastic.
Oh, you do get around. First the boys' dorm to listen to Lee, next a date with Jake at the movies. Cheer up, Will. She'll get to you eventually.
What film are you going to see, Daisy?
Oh, whatever happens to be on. Excuse me, I've got to go. I'm on court again at 2. See you.
Anything wrong, Will? You've gone a bit quiet.
No, nothing.
Tell you what, why don't we go on a date on Saturday night? Turn up at the cinema, that'll surprise them.
The thing is, I've already arranged to go with Lee. I booked the tickets. Oh, what am I going to do? She'll think I've done it deliberately to spy on her.
Nonsense, it's a free country. Book an extra ticket.
Who for?
Me, of course. We'll all go. That'll shock them. And I'll buy the popcorn.
There you are, at last.
Hi, Mike. Ah, this is the life. I like your stream. Has it got a name?
Yes, the River Tap.
That's original. Want a beer?
No, thanks. Hillary's flapping because you went off without the file on Jake Fraser. I said I'd search you out and deliver it.
Oh, thanks. You got a minute?
Well...
Go on, sit yourself down. What do you know about Jake Fraser?
Well, it's all in the file if you look through it.
No, I don't need it on paper. I want to hear it from you.
Well, he's just come back from 2 weeks' training at the Bollettieri camp in Florida. Semi-finalist in the 16 and under Dewhurst Cup last year. And finalist in the Junior Hardcourt Championship.
Yeah, I know about his tennis. I want to know what you think about him as a bloke. Do you like him?
Well, it's not my job to like or dislike. I'm here to get them fit and produce winners.
We're both after the same thing, Mike. I just happen to think it takes more than peak physical fitness to do that. And that's what my book's about.
What book?
If It Moves, Hit It. Have you read it?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. Don't get much time to read.
You should do, never know. You might learn something.
To be honest, I never found books much help. I prefer practical experience to theory.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The trouble is, these kids are going to cram in an awful lot of practical experience in too short a time. I was in America recently, and some of those kids are real horror stories. You know, 16, 17-year-olds who can't hold a conversation, who've got no other interests, real bubbleheads. They've got to be winners as people as well as at their game.
I can assure you that they're not bubbleheads here. Look at their academic results, if you don't believe me. If anything, I think they spend far too much time in the classroom and not enough time on court. I mean, no book's going to help you when you're 3 games down in the final set. But having put in 100 practice serves that morning might just swing it.
Don't get me wrong. I want them to win. I want them to practice. I want them to be confident. But all confidence is a feeling. You train for it. It's controllable like any other feeling. They have to create the state of enjoyment that makes playing and winning possible.
Perhaps I should have a look at your book.
Thanks, Mark. I could do with the royalties.
Well, that's the last time I take that route cross-country.
Oh, take them off, Cash. The smells appalling.
Oh, my God, it's everywhere. It's all over my socks as well.
What did that dog eat them?
Oh, don't come near me. It's vile.
Here, Daisy, Cash.
Ah, Cash!
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
You'll never guess what happened. Talk about putting your foot in it.
Not only my foot.
We were running by the river and we passed Lou Carson. Madam here turns to give him her best profile, trips, flies through the air and lands in a huge pile of...
Yes, I think Gina's got the picture, thank you.
It's not the smell.
Sounds a laugh.
You all right, Gina?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure?
Well, it's just...
What? Come on, tell.
Well, I passed Jake and he said... Here comes a human pincushion.
He didn't. Jake wouldn't say that.
You calling me a liar?
No, but... Well, he must have meant it as a joke.
Well, I'm not laughing.
Well, he wouldn't deliberately hurt you. Look, I know how you feel, but I really...
No, you don't. Shall I tell you what it feels like standing there like a wally while Hillary tells the entire school I could pop off any minute? Everyone looking at me as if I'm an invalid. People coming up to me saying, you all right, Gina? You feeling better? I'm not ill, all right? I have a condition. I've learnt to live with it. But I can't cope with people treating it like a handicap. And Jake's crack was the last straw.
Come on, Gina, it's not that bad.
It is. Don't you understand? I don't have a rich daddy. I need sponsorship. If this gets out on the circuit, who the hell will back me? Who'd want to sponsor a diabetic?
On the contrary, it could work in your favour. Just think, when you win your first tournament, they'll all be after you. Junior player defies the odds, sweeps away the opposition. I can see the headlines
now. Yeah, Gina refuses to be beaten. I think you're really brave, Gina.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. All those injections, I couldn't do it.
Of course you could do it if your health depended on it. Twice a day, big deal. It's like brushing my teeth.
But what happens if you get a long match? Have you ever collapsed?
No, I monitor it. If I feel my blood sugar level getting low, I take some chocolate. I don't think about it. At least I didn't until this morning.
Look, all this fuss is just a 7-day wonder. They'll soon find something else to gossip about.
You mean like your date with Jake, Daisy?
I'm only going to the pictures with him, that's all. I wish you'd shut up, Tash.
Why? You've got a date and we haven't.
Wonder what's wrong with us, Gina?
Well, do you think it could be anything to do with your personal hygiene?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't want to be rude, but the last time I smelt a pong like that was outside the Elephant House at London Zoo.
Very funny. I think a quick shower is called for, don't you, Gina?
Yeah, why not? Come on, then.
Wait a minute. Hold a minute. Stop giggling. Get out. Please let me take my clothes off.
He's a writer. You may have heard of him. Jeremy Fraser. He's written loads of films. In fact, he's writing a sequel at the moment. He's got offices in L.A. and he's about to set up a satellite company in Europe.
Sounds a busy man. Do you travel with him?
Well, sometimes. Not that often. It would clash with the tennis. Anyway, I'm not really interested in his business, as long as he makes the money.
Is he interested in your tennis?
Of course he is. He paid for my coaching trip to Florida recently.
Was he over at the same time?
Yes, but we couldn't meet up. He had to be on set for the film. Major crisis or something.
So when did you see him last?
Can't remember. Back in the summer. June, I think. What does it matter?
Well, I'm just trying to find out a bit more about your family background, Jake.
I'm sorry. I don't see the point of all this. What's my father got to do with my tennis?
He seems to be a big influence on your life.
What do you mean?
Well, you spend the whole session talking about him.
That's because you asked me about my family.
But you haven't talked about your family. You've only talked about your dad.
Come off it. I didn't realise we've been quite so literal. Okay, I don't hate my mother, I haven't raped my sisters, and I don't have fantasies about the family gerbil, all right?
Well, wait a bit. It is court practice now, isn't it?
Aye, all men together. By the way, Lee, you will be sharing digs in Bournemouth.
For the tournament?
No, the summer season. Did you play last year?
No. Did you?
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be staying where I did last year. It's great, you'll love it. He's a doctor and she's a writer. They're tennis nuts. And wait till you meet the twins, Deirdre and Debbie.
The things you remember.
It's difficult to forget them. Real stunners. And very supportive. They came and watched all my matches.
This is the biggest tournament I've played in.
Well, Mac can know how to start somewhere.
How did you get on last year?
I got to the quarters. Hope I do better this year.
I got to the semis in the Dewhurst Cup. Finalist in the junior hardcourt.
What was the score?
6-7 in the final set.
Sounds a pretty close match. Did you mind losing?
Well, the Romanian was the top seed and 2 years older than me.
Yeah, but did you mind losing?
I think I played very well. Had some dodgy line calls against me.
Jake, you're not hearing me. Did you mind losing?
What do you want me to say? He won, I lost. I would have preferred it the other way round.
Could it have been?
Of course not. That was the score.
Why do you think you didn't win?
He was better than me.
Was he?
On the day, yes, he beat me.
Do you think your attitude has anything to do with your losing?
Attitude? What's that got to do with it? Look, are these sessions compulsory? Because I think this is a complete waste of time.
You always do this.
What?
Back off when you feel threatened.
So that was a sneaky show.
Sorry.
Oh, I think I've done permanent damage to my gluteus maximus.
Your what?
That's bum to you, pal.
I thought gluteus maximus was a Roman general.
Because of that extremely bad joke, I'm going to thrash you. Are you ready?
Anticipate. For God's sake, think ahead. Will, your positioning is all over the place. Look, come over here. It's no good being able to play the perfect shot if you haven't responded to your opponent. You must think ahead.
But this guy disguises his shots brilliantly. I've not come across that before.
Well, learn from it then.
And Lee, no more drop shots from the baseline, okay?
It worked, though, didn't it, Mike?
Yeah, but it gives me heart failure every time. Now, you got 5 minutes till Jake comes. Lee, you'll be partnering me. Will, you'll be with Jake. Until then, how about some squat thrusts? Come on, lads, on the ground.
I'm sorry, I've been sitting here for nearly an hour and I can't see the point of all this.
All what, Jake?
All this psychology rubbish.
Okay, okay. Change the subject. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Winning the US Open and earning $1 million a year.
You want to be as rich as your dad, do you?
Now, what is this about my dad? Will you leave him out of it? You're trying to make out he's a big influence on my life. But for crying out loud, I haven't seen him for...
I thought you saw him in the summer.
Yeah, well, I made that up.
Did he see you play your final?
No, he didn't. I always phone him with my results.
Has he ever watched you play in any tournament, Jake?
I don't know what you're getting at. My dad is an important man. He's got bigger things to do than...
And what, Jake? Watch your play?
Look, I've had it with you. I'm out of here. You're just talking bull.
And the women players can be just as strong. I spent 6 months with Navratilova in the States. Now, there's a powerhouse. I wouldn't bet myself against her in a match. She's an incredible player.
I saw her play in the final last year. Her serve and volley, amazing.
I'd like to serve and volley against Gabriella Sabatini. What a stunner.
All right, O'Hara, mind out of the gutter and back on court. Oh, about time, Fraser. Come on, lad, get a move on. You're late.
You didn't doubt the imagine to lose, were you?
Shut it, O'Hara.
Where have you been?
The session ran over.
Okay, now you're here. We'll start with serves for you, Will. Jake, you feed Lee alternate balls for forehand and backhand volleys.
Right. Right.
Okay? Come on, let's get going. Will, your throw-ups are too short. Higher. Higher.
When did you last see him?
Can't remember.
He seems to be a big influence on us.
What is this about my dad?
Concentrate, Jake. You're not feeding him at all. They've got to be at least shoulder height.
Is he interested in your tennis?
Of course he is.
Sounds like a busy man.
He's got bigger things to do. I haven't seen him for...
Jake, you're not hearing me.
Jake, you're not hearing me. We're going to start a game now. Your partner Will, I'll play with Lee. And Jake, you serve first. That should wake you up.
Late night last night, Jake.
Don't push it.
Now, Lee, remember my heart. Not too many drop shots.
Okay, Mike. I'll leave you to do all the running at the back.
Ha, ha, ha. Love 15. Out! Out! Love 30. Relax, Jake. You're too tense. First serve.
What are you doing? Get a grip, for God's sake.
Out. Out again. Love 40.
You're pathetic. My granny serves better than you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, jeez. You're supposed to get it over the net, not hit me.
Are you all right, Will?
I saw that, Fraser. You did that deliberately.
Push off.
What did you do that for, you stupid prat?
Perhaps your thick head got in the way, O'Hara.
I'll give you thick.
Oh, yeah? Come on, then.
Hold him, Lee. Hey, come on, lad. Stop it. Get him off.
Piss off.
Right, that's it. Get off court. I want to see you in Hillary's office in 10 minutes.
I'm waiting for an explanation, Jake.
I've got nothing to say.
You mean it's a habit of yours to attack fellow pupils?
We had a fight, big deal. Will's from Glasgow, isn't he? I'm sure he's quite used to the odd punch-up.
You realise you could have seriously injured him.
What about me? He threw the first punch.
Only after you served directly at him.
It was an accident.
Was it? Mike didn't think it was.
Okay, he annoyed me. I lost my temper. I'll apologise to Will.
I don't think that's good enough. What on earth possessed you?
I was in a bad mood.
Why? What had you been doing? Had something upset you?
Well, I just spent an hour with Lou Carson being bored to death. I really can't see the point of those sessions. Do we really have to go?
Yes, they're an integral part of the training here. I think it's indicative of the level of your maturity that you've responded this way. And what do you think would happen to you if you carried on like that in a match? Suppose the linesman or lineswoman made a bad call against you. What would you do? Throw your racket at them? Thump the umpire?
Look, Hillary, it was
no,
just...
No, you look. I've asked you for a reasonable explanation. Losing your temper is just not good enough. I will not tolerate this kind of loutish behaviour. I'm grounding you for a week.
Oh, but I've made
and
plans...
And if I were you, I'd consider myself very lucky.
According to Lee, he really laid into him. The nurse wants Will to stay in sick bay for a couple of hours. Apparently, Hillary was furious and Jake's been grounded for a week.
I hate all kinds of violence. He sounds disturbed to me. That means you can't go on your date on Saturday night, Daisy.
Well, I'm not sure I want to now if he goes around beating people up.
And saying hurtful things to Gina.
Where's it gone?
What?
My pencil case. I wanted to get my things sorted out for school next week.
I'm not even going to think about academic work till Sunday night at least.
Oh, I must have left it somewhere. The common room, maybe.
Sorry to disturb you. Daisy, you left your Walkman behind.
Don't be shy, Lee. Come in. Sit down.
Thanks, Lee.
Do you have a girlfriend in Manchester?
Oh, leave the poor boy alone, Tash, for goodness sake.
I'm only asking.
It's all right. I do. Would you like to see her photo? I've got it on me.
Yes, please. Is she very pretty? Yes, she is, rather. What's her name?
Karen. She's in the Manchester Youth Theatre. What about you, Natasha? Do you have a boyfriend?
Don't ask. You'll be here for hours. She's got dozens.
But there's nobody special.
It's just a private party, or can anyone join in?
Oh, Gina, you'll never guess. Jake's...
I know. Everyone's talking about it. At least they've stopped talking about me. Anyway, I've got more news, hot from the notes board. As from next Thursday, we are each going to have two sessions a week with my heroine. Can hardly believe it.
Who?
Rosemary Kavanagh. No.
But she's famous, isn't she? Even I've heard of her.
Yes, she won the French Open. Years ago.
Whatever happened to her?
She gave up when she was very young.
I expect she married a stockbroker or something.
It wasn't a stockbroker. It was a barrister.
Oh, yeah? How do you know?
She's my mother.
In episode 2 of 15 Love, you heard Ian Arthur as Will, Paul Courtney Hugh as Lee, and Matthew Sim as Jake. Sue Broomfield was Daisy, Lisa Coleman Gina, and Caroline Harker was Natasha. Lionel Haft played Lou Carson, Christine Absalon Hillary, and Jack Ellis Mike. 15 Love was written by Gillian Bevan, Helen Kluger, and Tessa Peake Jones. The director was Sally Abrams.